Next up is Mr. Mittenthal, the local author of Value Unmapped, Martyr Economy, in Ready Terms, from Tsunami Editions, and the newly arrived Wax World, printed border north of the border of intention. North of intention? And Rational Dude, a chapbook collaboratively written with Nico Vasilakis. was published in 2009 by TRL Pigeon. Mittenthal was instrumental in creating and curating the subtext reading series, RIP, and the last few years has been working to induce collective thought by a series of related reading groupuscules called the Autonomous University. We need to figure out something to say to him out soon, but
yeah,
that's for next week.
The 26th, or something. Thanks for coming, and I'm happy that we've got the world up here, that special for this. I'm going to read just four or five things. I'm going to read something from the Autonomous University pamphlet, which was hung out on a wire for a few hours anyway, back in February. No sign on Beauty's Parlor, but how to get lost looking for that door. The horizon's song of association. What if we take the smell out, remove the x-axis, and detoxify the rancid? What if the pornographic limit conditions are its predicate? What if the other bookend is an advertisement for the body jam, the hard stuff, the effective swell as interpenetration? The question is really how one cuts, incision versus decision. It's the general disorder that cuts to the quick, no longer a swim in the circular pool. Black water spheres are at most a body length long. The subject crawls through to report on itself. But this is not what happened. A black box from one's eye, a fraud of written letters, traced one dot and then another. Zeros detach without tools, unhanded in a flood of stones. 2 million beats below were the heartless strides across the gap. Up against the sky, a naked reflection on what was, on what a circle finds upon arcing back. Children in the streets scatter as a car drives past. A ball stops in a gutter. This canopy of trees will be remembered, the oaks and elms and the ball's distressed leather, the friction underfoot. Each stone a monolith that fulfills itself. It sheds tears peripheral to an imagined order. It's the grimace of muscle that laughs. No transcendent category will save you. Hey you, in a pluperfect sense, that sentence bombs with each pause to fall unknown. With a sublime air that clasps itself, losing the time that told me I wasn't flying. Explanation. I don't understand the y-axis, or how to excise an X-acto knife. Childhood returned as surplus value, crying uncontrollably. Never concrete enough, the ball was barely scuffed. It's a gag on minimalism, an elemental interaction full of emotion. The artist's tear wells up. Of the stone cold curation. Gag. Indicating, first of all, something that could put in your mouth to hinder speech, as well as improvisation meant to compensate for a loss of memory or inability to speak. It's a quote from Agamben. Gag. A permission to approach the yellow disc at a distance. Enclosed in the gesture, a man twists an orange into his mouth. If appearing not said is lost, memory, a speech defect, comes with it. Hand holding hand, no engine of taste forgiveness. Can't get enough difference, a concrete antenna to balance the sky. Liar, you glisten beneath narrow cast frequency arrays, a pun riveted until punched, until its pencil of light. Cannot be contained. The sculpture says nothing. It harvests only the gray grain and cackles when a crow swallows. Silence is a stupid thing, a body English out of words, out of names. It fights the flicker of stunted dots, upscreen of erratic paint. In this school of other import, against the sterile comforts of unbound life, contagion springs a monster. Its original revolt was too jealous, earth flattened in the eccentric threads of that one thing. We remove the grass, the ants, and the words, leaving the percept in a vividness of dirt, plumbing is green at you, no sweat in relation to time. A cinema whose separate vacation withheld the steady state, investigating the awkward between. Fact is boundless, self-organized, history's order less the crowd. At the end, blossoms go white, tyrants steam to flame. A copyrighted face on the list of names. In order of appearance, physical traits empty out, barefoot but fast. It's a euphemism for the poem, a horror of thought, a parade of names scrolled out in the colored lights. Experimental theology, connecting dots. The poetic is the language of the mathless. Robin Blazer. Experimental theology. There are many ways of saying yes. The roundhouse wave, small circlets, the clean and jerky, that sort of abrupt, Nixon-esque goombay. Yes, in a bedtime story used to dissolve an evening's argument. Yes, in the news, retains sensations lost in a storm. The free association of sailor to wheel. Pale, pelted Gore-Tex as the ship passes through an eye, lashed to the deck. Yes to mine, she sleeps through the hurricane with a practice negation and dreams in the affirmative. Yes to concretions shared over time, that is, very slowly, the furry grips of dew claw, birding even against sport, hammers in the song's throat attach fear's warble. Yes, whose valley no longer equals temperament. The fall boasts towers then, to he who's modeled there, knee deep in water. Yes, as hello tree, as direct address to an object, a performance rather than a representation. Yes, to continual suspension, as text separated from any notion of development. Yes, as a faith is so inexperienced, disorganized in strides, who ply right there, to zero out from the depths. Yes, I thought I was stupid, jealous authority, and I was. It is thinking motion without a map, beating oneself up in the dark on the way to coherence. Yes, to the Otter River, careless eye, a native brook. Once wild, a numbness glistens till its light leaps. What years of happy hours sink with tint and bedded sweets, child of manhood quaking. Planks shut amid fondest sigh, waters rise as its author dies. Connecting dot, or actually disconnecting dot. What's the last one? What's that? Yeah. It's a disconnecting dot, a postscript. Is it a euphoric, poetic disgust? The sod's eternal return, sex by numbers, an arched ready-made, ready to fail, face paint as if the syndicate's smile matters, a shotgun mascara of words against an arched brow. Half a person, please. A freeze frame from the temporary, whose feet in flats is in the house, to lock in what closed out against the false measure of milked applause. An abrupt feel, and I do mean flesh, its scary throb and quiver that stays with one. She swallowed the improper nouns and spit out eccentric sky flats, the two-toned anarchy logo, flattened landscape to supply its own verticality, the ability to expand and reproduce, unfolding in an inexorable close-up, the earth's revolt, intemperate hushed puppy abandoned on the plate. She crossed trains to get home, queen of verso who erects the soft target of tracery doodles sewed in an arc into the arm of a down jacket, charging up the sidewalk, head down, finger punching the air. I'm going to end with a longer piece. And there's three of these pieces in this book. It's called Diseconomy of Scale. And this is the one that appears first, but it was written last. Sort of the idea was kind of a silly optimism that things could get so big that it would collapse under their own weight, which seems proven wrong, you know, what happened a couple years ago. Diseconomy of scale. History is this, not the same, which lesson undoes again. So forget you, forget everything you know. In a minute, given that pause, never slept. It's all a reflexive dispute, a sort of big gulp, patent pending, which makes drinking itself a trademark plunge. Infrastructure is such a loss. An internal economy in search of a host, a contingent bleed or parasite in every synthesis. He was all for show, dissolved into a point, but we'll do it again. The premise that French is to German as Frank is to Stein. We go now to remove the monster. The urge to embrace always returns. Its formula cannot be undone. Full of names, Egypt is the prize. A non sequitur, alive in a time of danger. They called it a street, cobblestones outside, a felt book. It doesn't exist. After great heat, history is this, not the same this. In free books, excess pages, as if what he said, we'll do it again. At impact, a point expanded into a vacuum, misfortune as good as it gets. What mind over mind yields over time. The formula we cannot be, an unreadable collage, analog of yes. Deposit time, pick a number, any number, and always exceed it. In a minute, until leisure times its opposite, until they never will. Release, an aspect of living against. Out of commerce, the hors d'oeuvres are all angels. History is this, not the same this. Until yes thanks you. Unwowed, like wow. Instruments quiet until all rather worked up, until capacity by any other name, circulating large in the size of it, and capital in its way of exchanging. A shadow, a trap, if logic is the same. Whose shadow clear isn't, until a cloud was, until the storm will be. In Curtis's theater, a policeman sings figures of disgust, the velvet tropes of vaudeville, courtesans of memory under conical hats. First scene, whose force of innocence sliced into sadness. Second scene, excuse me, I am not like her, very much not alike. Suddenly dropped, saddled by a listless queen, the mother of all connectors. They altered flight to enter the hive. Outside, each cell identified drinks. A table is reserved, too internalized to outthink itself. No link to modular estrangement. Its ceremony is a prison bull, a polyform unmasked. We called him architect. They called him a Pekingese, a nest of ifs equal to an integrity plus, a lunatic as the connect, impossible head against a wall. Specter of these worst words as one gathers disbursements into a bank. As advertised, rain embraces a building. Transmitter towers, words, which on their backs present clouds. White, fleeing white, shadows the very poodles, bulbs for sale. Silence is in one whose goals time out, one moment and is moving not, a ticket into a landscape, shattered as if first class. At last, eyeless in Gaza, they extract an ample remove, a new popular bridge, a congregation of slingshots, rubber bullets. Death unhands what I adore, absolute negation, unabsorbably yours. I say I no longer when I see it, which is it, which is you, who am I, at work at the million times, turning, as big as something 10 years later. Remember that a small one is not a short one, and the short one is impossible to hide. Work poured into a sidewalk, paper skin in a jar, the heat sink waxed a delinquent barb, harlequin board games, ink in a city's street. Perception by demand quickly becomes an image service, a controlled piece with malcontents. For example, a garbage can in May, brought to you by what gives? A stain produced value and called in a quality of light, almost bald, silence, this boisterous swagger whose chores and chortles. Until all disconnect, we dished wishing for it, but only trepanned, its bouillon cubes to circle negation, until disorder eats by acclamation, once doors and inflation's flavors. In this venue, no argument checks its pencil at the door. White hats and gloves, the eyes have had it. No circus too tame until paged, the lesson pause. Next chapter, paragraph 4, concerning a magnet unarraigned rays of light. An egregious flock throws up a sponge to content. Distortions, fact, held to the fort where the anchor is, where the legs, the very patterns, colors, and black coat. So much for physical work. We step through poured walls, rolled into waves. Limbs bob bravely, a wet panic losing grip. It befalls us, the local squat, a hammerhead, flickering invisibility until the dot game overwhelms. In the history of hors d'oeuvres, particles of confetti sit, face down, game over. Made awkward, history is a form that rereads or cannot. Its hypothesis leads to the eye, be perfectly or not. Many thanks, then. If noses refuse to work, flowers held stem out, engines, new windows and cigarettes. 9 months later, an idea is always greater. A story captured or collapsed in a park. As her talk shows, all acts correspond. Particular chairs are required. Culture couched in a mosh pit of milder form, where one has always already slept with the enemy. Button down, Brooks brother, seersucker, unnumbered and out of work. I'm nobody's jellyfish, a generalization I can't improve. Polyester or Pollyanna, that is the question. By extension, in a cosmo world, fingernails named for someone's mother. Deserted island, folded neatly into kitchen, adjacent to fortress of disposable plates. Let no man eat, a realm of no realms, where there is no host, a reflection whose memory, rising column of air. Come to play with his toy gods, Kissinger on covert funds. Was it an affirmative or negative grunt? They play destroy all monsters with Nixon on drums. Air, improper value, out of range. Beware, the skin is faster than the word. We experience the tarmac-friendly smell of the faint mechanical, 50 meters down to split rock, a demonstration of one candle. His fetish on blind puts, her collar on future lots, booked reprisals are unallowable, the overhead undone. Perhaps we pray to be haunted, a simpler yes because plural, but stillness adopts one word at a time, exactly as it happens, Manhattan in one day. To detour the pain of this condition, imagine the look predominant push to get wherever, a present about face, bottom feeding at least a principal conceit. Shelley was right. We lack the creative faculties to imagine what we know. This negative island, each lagoon a lacunae, means there is no margin for error, a sandbar of separated thought. This is the new kind of perhaps. He is the self-battering mother of the immediate equation, uncomfortable in a good way. From foundations cheaper, only a structure fails. They kiss to taste the time, down slowly, straight up, dressed in furrows of off-duty hair, inquisitive, close-shorn, came to fight, a real penknife, snidely living alone with his diaper, thank yous. Insert an image of thought, emission of gunshots, and so forth. Beauty constrains the famous last. motorized on uncanny springs. The eyes have it, because detached, one headache over all.